Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and hello, Dolly. Grab those bed knobs and broomsticks and a cup of cocoa and join the guys and dolls for the Rock of Ages. All that jazz couldn't get you down to South Park, but with that funny girl, Annette is the whiz at being the greatest showman. And in the apocalypse takes the Rock of Ages. Oh, I did that twice. Damn. With the dream girls to Can Annie, because we've got Annie. I did not pay attention while writing this because I did Annie twice in like different sentences right back to back. Joining us today are the usual March Madness hatters, including Kevin, A Star Is Born, Jaeger.
I'm so sad for that one to go down.
Kimberly, our once game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
I still never have to watch that movie.
It had a shallow vote.
And with us today is the greatest tournament of movie musicals of all time. Let's give a broad-based welcome to Tournament of the Show.
Tournament of the show.
March Madness 2022.
Y'all ready for this? And this is the actually only time that has been applicable to what we're talking about.
This is like a sports thing.
Because this is Jock Jams.
Yes.
Pump it up. Why you feeling so down? It's so funky. What is it? Get your body moving on the dance floor. Okay, Lisa, get your booty on the floor tonight. Make my day.
No, I want you to keep going.
I don't remember the rest. And then the Chumbawamba song comes in. Get knocked down.
Yeah.
Get up again. Mm-hmm. You're never going to keep me down.
I want. So, Kevin, at your cabaret next week, will you be doing a Jock Jams medley?
That actually is what I'm planning on producing after my show. So all of you should come to see my show at Green Room 42. You can get your tickets at greenroom42.com or on my social medias or all of that. It's going to be really fun. There's virtual tickets as well as in-person tickets. So I'd love to see you there or to know that you're virtually there. It's going to be fun. These two knuckleheads will be joining me for a song, as well as some awesome guests. They're also awesome guests. I'm just teasing. So it's going to be a really good time. So all of you check that out. And then afterward, I'll be producing Broadway Sings Jock Jams. Can you imagine if they did that the way that they do, like Broadway Sings Sarah Bareilles?
That would be amazing.
Listen, I love you. I'm more likely to buy a ticket to that than your show. If you want tickets to Kevin's show, which I think you should do, you can also find it in the description of this episode.
Oh, thanks, Bri.
Totally. Cool. But today, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
I'm having a little LaCroix seltzer action, and it's the berry one, so I put a little tequila in it, and it doesn't taste good. But I'm still drinking it.
Awesome. I'm just being sporty, so drinking water.
I also have water today.
Get it.
I am getting married in a couple of months, so I am cutting out a lot of alcohol so that I can look good for the photographer.
Yes.
Not for your bride-to-be, the photographer.
Well, no, she'll love me no matter what, but I want to love me when I look at pictures in 10 years.
Yeah.
I agree
with that. Your sideburns are trimmed appropriately.
Wait, were Jay's not?
He looks at all the pictures and goes, why are my sideburns so long?
Oh, that's so funny. But cool. So yeah, today we're going to talk about our March Madness tournament. You may have been following along on social media throughout March. And the reason we're doing this episode today is because today is April 15th. And no, it's not. Oh my gosh. I just freaked myself out. It is March 15th. It's called March Madness.
Taxes are due today.
Literally, that's what I thought. Was. I literally thought, oh shit, I didn't do my taxes. March 15th. I'm so sorry. And today is the finals. So go on to Instagram, go on to Twitter, find our tweet and our Insta story where you can vote. You can vote on both if you want to. Go and vote for one of these two final movies. Annie, that was Robbie's suggestion from the guest bracket. And then Dreamgirls, that was my suggestion from my bracket.
Oh, right.
Kimberly and I are just mad because both our brackets got destroyed.
No, you got busted. But today on this episode, I want to talk through the journey, the matchups, how we got here, how close the votes were. We'll see how we got to Dreamgirls versus the 1982 Annie. Kimberly, why don't we start with your bracket?
Okay.
I'm going to share my screen. For those Please of you do. Who are on Patreon, you can see this. For those of you who are listening, go ahead and just check out the social media post that we did with the bracket. You can check that out as well and follow from there. But can you two see my screen?
I can.
Awesome. Okay, Kimberly, let's start with you.
Sure.
You picked Annette, The Greatest Showman, The Wiz, and Once. Talk a little bit about why you picked those four for your bracket.
Well, Annette, I've heard, is super weird, and so I thought that would be a good conversation. Once, I have slept through many times, but I've never actually seen. The Greatest Showman, I just keep meaning to, and I know the songs, but, like, I just can't get myself to sit down and watch it.
Sure.
And The Wiz, I just like a lot.
Great.
But we have never discussed it.
We haven't discussed it.
Yeah, that was a shame.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so now my question for you is... let's talk through the actual. So it was Annette versus The Greatest Showman. And can you guess what happened there?
Oh, yeah. The Greatest Showman won probably by a lot because no one's ever heard of Annette. And, like, people love The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
They really do.
The Greatest Showman completely and utterly blew Annette out of the water. Annette got literally 17 votes total.
No, total? Wow.
It just got blown out of the water. Like, not even close.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so I feel like that was kind of like a given. You know what we should do next year, though? Next year we should actually seed them, give them numbers, so we can, like, actually see, like, what you think. So, like, in your bracket, The Greatest Showman probably would have been a number one seed.
I don't know what that means.
That means, like,
who is, like, the top, like, who's, like, projected to win, who is, like, the going into it, who has the best record.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, like, yeah, but that's that. Yeah, that just blew that away. So so Annette versus The Greatest Showman, The Greatest Showman prevailed. But The Wiz versus Once was probably a little bit more interesting. Were you disappointed that The Wiz won over Once? Or I guess.
No, I don't want to watch Once. So I was happy that The Wiz won.
Sure. Well, The Wiz also.
I was surprised because people also love Once, but maybe everyone's over it.
Possibly. But The Wiz blew out Once.
Oh, good.
Not,
it's fun.
Not the same amount, though.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's stop there for right now. Let's go to Kevin. Let's do Kevin's first round.
Yep.
So Kevin, you had Anna in the Apocalypse, Rock of Ages, Lady Gaga, Star is Born, and Bedknobs and Broomsticks, starring your favorite, Angela Lansbury.
Correct.
Talk about your choice of those four.
Okay. So I really, really love horror films, and that love has been, like, exponentially growing over the past, like, few years. Sure. And so, like, finding out there's a comedy horror film that's a musical, I had to put it on the list because I want to see it. Rock of Ages I put on there because I thought that'd be hilarious because I've heard so many stories about this movie. Mm-hmm. And Brian and I had a blast. We saw it off-Broadway. And so I just would love to see how Tom Cruise somehow fits into this musical.
Weird.
And then I put on A Star is Born because I haven't seen it since I saw it in theaters with Brian, and I want to watch it again. And then Bedknobs and Broomsticks is because I love Angela Lansbury to death. And I remember watching this weird, weird movie as a kid. And I was wondering, I haven't seen it in probably, God, 20 years or more. And so I was just like, I would love to watch this again because I saw it on Disney Plus. Like, it's available. So I was like, I would love to just throw this on there and see what happens.
So I will say I've never seen Rock of Ages and I've never seen Bedknobs and Broomsticks. So I was very interested to see what was going to happen with your bracket.
Yeah. I saw Rock of Ages in the theaters.
Oh,
when
wow.
It came out in like that random theater in Sunnyside, Queens, with a friend of mine. And I was very excited for you two to witness it.
Yeah,
so we won't now. So.
We won't now.
We won't. But I feel like my brackets, like what one kind of shocked me on both sides.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about Anna and the Apocalypse versus Rock of Ages. And I will say Rock of Ages just blew Anna and the Apocalypse out of the water.
Which surprises me because Rock of Ages has a really bad like word of mouth and a really bad reputation as a movie. Not as a musical, but like as a movie, it has like a really bad rap. So like I was thinking that people might vote for something else just because they don't want to have us watch this and watch this with us. So that
I
was
think
surprising.
They were voting for a hate watch.
I agree.
Which is interesting. I didn't think about that, but that makes sense. But I was literally floored to see that Bedknobs and Broomsticks beat the Lady Gaga A Star Is Born.
So Kevin, not only this is wild. Not only did Bedknobs and Broomsticks beat A Star Is Born, it thrashed it, and it is the of every week, it is the highest vote total of any week we've done so far.
People, and so it was Bedknobs and Broomsticks versus
Anna. Is Gaga overexposed and we're all hating on her now? I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
Or is it just that I picked the most random, obscure movie that people were like, I want them to watch that. What the hell is that?
I think everyone loves Angela Lansbury.
I mean, I'm with that too. If it's just
mostly that.
If you all chose between Lady Gaga and Angela and you chose Miss Lansbury, I completely understand.
And
but
they did.
Either way, this was not how I thought that my final four or final two were going to be in my bracket.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
But let's jump over to Brian's bracket now.
Sure.
Because, all right, let's talk about the four movies that you selected, which I want to say Brian, I think, got first choice of movies. So, like, he got some really classic good ones on there. But, Brian, tell us about your four movies and why you picked each one.
Sure. I picked Dreamgirls, The South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut, All That Jazz, and Funny Girl. Dreamgirls I love, and we were talking about it before this. We're kind of surprised we never did it during kind of our pandemic movie watch, like all those episodes. However, Kevin brought up a good point. It's not streaming anywhere, or it wasn't. So that's kind of why we never did it. And I haven't seen it since it was in movie theaters, but I remember enjoying it. So I'm very much looking forward to doing a rewatch with you two. So that was my thought there. South Park is just spectacular. We've talked about it in our – we did a bracket of what we think should become the next movie, should become the next Broadway show. And I think that won or at least got to the finals. We just never done it. So I thought that would be a good one. All That Jazz is one of my favorites. It's a classic, and we've never done that one. And
then, I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
Oh, interesting. I'm sure that was part of my decision making. And then Funny Girl's coming back to Broadway, so I thought it would be really fun to rewatch that one beforehand. That was my thinking behind choosing those four.
And what were your thoughts once you saw how things played out with the voting?
I gotta be totally honest. I was pretty surprised. I really thought it was going to be South Park versus All That Jazz. I did not think it was going to be Dreamgirls versus Funny Girl. But Dreamgirls blew out South Park. South Park got 21 votes total. Wow. And Dreamgirls just got like so many, like a crazy amount. And then All That Jazz and Funny Girl were neck and neck pretty much the whole way through. And then Funny Girl prevailed. I think Funny Girl's on the brain because I think it's a classic and a big movie musical. And it's coming back to Broadway. So I think that was also like people's minds.
Plus, I think maybe All That Jazz may have been tinted by the fact that we have already talked about and watched recently the
Cabaret.
Mm-hmm. No, the
Fosse Verdon.
Thank you, Fosse Verdon. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So
sure,
maybe
sure.
Like we got a good dose of that.
Yeah, that's fair. So yeah, I was super surprised, but I'm again, we all picked these four. I wouldn't have been. I didn't care what won. You know what I mean? Like I want to watch all four of those, and I'm sure the same goes for you too.
Totes.
Mm-hmm. So should we skip down to the guest bracket?
Yeah, yes. Totally.
All right. So as you all know, we invited four of our favorite and you know our movie crew, and then Robbie Rozelle, who has shown up many times on this podcast, as you know, and they chose Coco. With Aaron chose that. Haley chose Hello Dolly. Nikisha chose Guys and Dolls, the Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando version. And then Robbie chose the 1982 Annie, which we've never watched for this for whatever reason.
For some reason. All of these I'm surprised by, except like Annette.
Sure, that's fair. I gun to my head, this is what I would have predicted, Annie versus Coco.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I mean, we all just saw Hello Dolly last season. And Guys and Dolls is just not as exciting as a little girl belting, apparently.
Yeah.
Annie has got some strong nostalgia roots, as we've heard from, like, what, almost half of the people we asked, what was your, like, the first show you ever saw? And, like, everyone's like, Annie.
Yeah.
True.
Absolutely.
And Miss Carol Burnett's performance is iconic. So, I mean, I'm always up to watch that. But, yeah, this was not... Oh, and
our ranking.
I was going to say the whole basis of our ranking system is graceful and lovely as Grace in this movie.
Yeah, just in terms of stats. We had Anne ranking on her twice for All That Jazz and Annie. So she might get to the finals. Okay, so Coco versus Hello Dolly, closer than I thought it would be, but Coco still came out on top. And then Guys and Dolls versus Annie was very close. This is I was just very surprised. Guys and Dolls only lost by like 20 votes or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty surprising.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. But yeah, so the final eight, the elite eight, if you will, were Dreamgirls, Funny Girl, The Greatest Showman, The Wiz, Rock of Ages, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Coco, and Annie. So Kimberly, let's swing back to you. Greatest Showman versus The Wiz. The Greatest Showman won that one. Only won by 8 votes.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. What did you think of that? Did you expect Greatest Showman to kind of have a really good run in this tournament?
I did, and I almost didn't put it on my list because I was just like, ugh, people just want to watch this one. No offense to everyone who loves it. But I was just like, I feel like this is unfair because it has such a fandom around it.
And sure. Hugh Jackman is on the brain.
That's true.
He is on the brain. And so I was just like, I feel like this is an easy win. But then I couldn't think of anything else.
Mm.
Because we had all picked so many movies. And we've watched so many movies.
Totally
so
fair.
So yeah, I was not surprised that The Greatest Showman won.
Cool. Let's pop up to Kevin. Kevin, Rock of Ages versus Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
I mean, this was apples and oranges, so this was really just like a complete crapshoot of how people are going to vote. Because like you got Angela Lansbury and like that foppish guy that's in all those movies at that time. He was like, I think he was Mr. Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Like it's just like the two of them being like, we're doing crazy stuff and dancing, and like it was like animation with humans, like very much like Mary Poppins style. Mm-hmm. Like that compared to like Rock of Ages, which is like hair bands and sex and Tom Cruise and like random celebrities playing these parts. So it really was just a crapshoot, but like I'm shocked that Bedknobs and Broomsticks is, I would have thought at that point Rock of Ages would have won, but I think everybody was really down with the weird, and I'm really proud of those of you who voted in my bracket that we like let the weird choice make it all the way to the end. I'm quite proud.
So Kevin, what do you think happened? Do you think it was a blowout? Do you think it was very close?
I'm going to guess that it randomly was a blowout. Was it a blowout?
Yeah, it was a blowout. It was a huge, it was another blowout.
People were like, let's give Kevin Angela Lansbury, and I appreciate the people giving me what I want.
Yeah, yes. I think that's exactly what happened.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, 100%. All right, so heading down to the guest bracket, Coco versus Annie. This may have been the closest race in the whole thing.
And it surprised me that Annie won, too.
Interesting. Why?
Because I feel like Coco is just like a beloved Disney film, and like this, it's the only, like, right? Isn't it the only Disney animated on the list?
Pixar, yeah. But it's on. The
I mean, Bedknobs and Broomsticks is technically Disney with animation moments.
That's fair. It's half animated.
Yeah, but I feel like people love Coco, and we've never watched it before, so yeah. It surprised me that Annie was edging it out.
Yeah, I think two
battle
things.
Of the children, of the sad children.
The sad children. Mm-hmm. I think two reasons. One, I think that the nostalgia factor that you mentioned, Kimberly, for Annie. Yeah. And then two, I think that Robbie just did a better job of like retweeting and sending it to his followers than Aaron
That's true,
did.
He did do that.
I think that's the bottom line. If you want your movie to get to the end, you got to fight for it, you know?
That makes sense.
Cool.
I also think Annie's maybe more of a musical than Coco.
It is. Yeah, definitely. Cool. We're going to hop back up to me. Dreamgirls versus Funny Girl. Do you two have any thoughts about what was going to happen there?
I didn't have much of a prediction.
When it came down to Dreamgirls and Funny Girl, I had a feeling that Dreamgirls was going to win because at that point, I think people were like, I can't believe they've never talked about this movie. this one has to win. So like I saw that push through because people were like, no, we have to talk about this.
Sure.
And I really want to. So like I'm down. I love, let me preface, they say Funny Girl is one of my favorite movies of all time. It is my one of my top two or three hangover movies. Mm. When you wake up hungover and just need to lay on the couch and just watch something so you don't die.
Interesting.
And Funny Girl is one of those movies for me. It is just one of the most incredible performances of all time on film. So I recommend everybody watching it, even if you don't watch it with us on this show. But I'm really excited for Dreamgirls to go through because I think that's an incredible – it's an incredible film, and I think it also has a lot to talk about that I'm excited to potentially jump into if it makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dreamgirls blew out Funny Girl again. Dreamgirls, like, handled this bracket.
People love Beyonce and Jennifer Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
They do indeed.
Cool.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Yeah, I'm. Part of me hopes it wins, but we'll get to there.
I know.
And then the final four, I feel like, is a pretty clear, like, how it played out.
Okay, yeah. So Dreamgirls versus Greatest Showman. So my pick versus Kimberly pick. Dreamgirls won. Dreamgirls won by...
Did it win by a lot? Because I was surprised.
It won
as
by...
As I've mentioned, the Greatest Showman fandoms.
We had thousands of votes in this.
Yeah.
It won by 4.
Wow.
Wow.
Dreamgirls beat the Greatest Showman by 4 votes.
That's insane, but also it makes me very happy.
Yeah.
Wow.
but on the... yeah, so that's wild that happened. And... did you expect that?
No, I expected Greatest Showman to be in the top two.
I expected these ones to be very close.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that was so close.
Like, if I'm looking at everything, I thought the top two was going to be, like, Greatest Showman and A Star Is Born.
I did. I thought Star Is Born would go much further than it did. I thought
that was my ace in the hole, but the fact that my ace in the hole was Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Wild.
But that ace in the hole was taken down by the juggernaut that was the Annie fandom.
Yeah, it was a blowout. That was not even close. Like, Bedknobs and Broomsticks had an amazing run, but like not close. Like, just really never had a chance, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just my little weird show made it all the way as far as it could. And then it was like, okay, Kevin, that was fun. But, like, stay in your corner with your weird-ass bed-ups and broomsticks.
It was a great showing, though. A really great showing.
It showed up. It showed up. And now we have the Battle of the Belters, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
With,
Battle of the Parkin' Barks.
With Dreamgirls from Brian's... bracket to Annie from Mr. Rizal.
Yeah, what do we... So, just a reminder, this is airing the day, March 15th, the day that this is in voting. So, make sure to head to Broadwasted on Instagram as well as Twitter. Check out the tweet and check out the Insta story to vote for these.
You can vote in both places.
Yes, it's happening now. We've had thousands of votes. We want your vote in there too. What are we going to watch for our next movie musical? Will it
all
be
together,
Dreamgirls?
Guys?
What are we gonna watch? Sorry, I was taking your joke and doing it, but no.
I know I was with her with you, and then I should have said it with you, but I didn't.
No, it's okay. It's okay. so Dreamgirls versus Annie. Do you have a preference?
Oh, are we allowed to say?
Yeah.
Can we sway the votes?
I guess.
Want.
Okay, Kimberly, we're gonna say our preference at the same time. We're gonna count to three and say our preference. 1, 2, 3.
Dreamgirls. Now, Brian, all alone.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Dreamgirls.
Okay.
I've seen Annie so many
Annie's
times.
Annie's going to win.
Yeah, I know. I've seen Annie so many times. I think it's great. I would love to talk about it. We win no matter what because we get to watch one of these two.
Also, I just remember Punjab is a thing.
Yes.
In Annie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is not a thing in Annie, but is a thing in this movie, Annie?
Yes.
Yeah, the 82 Annie.
So, like, I just remember that. So, like, if Annie wins, I'm okay with this. Also, isn't Bernadette in this?
Yes.
Yeah. Lily St. Regis.
Yeah, so, like, there's so many things that are good if Annie wins.
Oh, absolutely. And Dreamgirls, I just haven't seen it in so long. Is it good? Does it hold up? Like, because we remember Jennifer Hudson from it. I feel like people know Beyonce's in it, but don't remember Beyonce in it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really excited to potentially rewatch that one as well.
Yeah, yeah. Same. 100%. And to remember when we all thought that, like, this was Eddie Murphy's big, huge comeback.
Well, yeah, he was supposed to win the Oscar, and then he lost to Alan Arkin in
Good Night and Good Luck?
No, in
the
Little one Miss became, Sunshine. Yeah. Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh.
That was, it was all prepped to be Eddie, it was going to be his thing.
Yeah, I remember. I mean,
and then remember they were pushing Beyonce, so it was like we thought Beyonce might win because Beyonce was
not Jennifer Hudson like an upset win.
Well, Beyonce was best actress nominated, but Jennifer Hudson was best supporting, right?
Well, Jennifer Hudson won for best supporting actress, yeah. And she was winning every award that season, so it wasn't a surprise that she won. But
I just remember her being very excited. Well, of course you're very excited when you win an Oscar, but I remember it seeming like it surprised her.
Yeah. And then this year we're going to see another Broadway star win an Oscar for best supporting actress in a musical.
Oh, true. She just won a BAFTA.
She's won all the awards.
Whenever it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's won all the awards.
Wow. I need to watch that. It's on Disney Plus now.
Mm-hmm. Also,
have you not seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Beyonce wasn't nominated for anything, by the way.
Oh, really?
Not even a Golden Globe. It was for Oscars. It was just Jennifer Hudson and sound mixing. Golden Globes. Oh. It was movie.
Who'd she beat?
Let's see. I will tell you momentarily. In 2006, Jennifer Hudson beat, I'm scrolling. In 2006, Jennifer Hudson beat Adriana Barraza for Babel, Cate Blanchett for Notes on a Scandal, Abigail Breslin for Little Miss Sunshine, and Rinko Kikuchi for Babel as well.
Ah.
So Babel was big that year.
About that movie.
Yeah.
But obviously two actors from one movie in a category split the votes.
That doesn't help, yeah.
Also, she was very good.
Yeah, she's great. And the Oscars love when somebody sings.
They love it. Especially in a supporting role.
Oh my God, they love it. They love it.
They love it. They're like, did so you know she much. Could sing? It's like, why, yes, she's an American Idol.
It's so crazy to think that it was between her and Fantasia.
Yeah.
So much. But and then Alan Arkin beat Jackie Earle Haley for Little Children, Jaimin Hunsu for Blood Diamond, Eddie Murphy in Dreamgirls, and then Mark Wahlberg in The Departed.
Oh.
What an interesting category.
Yeah.
And win.
We live in a world where Mark Wahlberg is an Oscar nominee.
Yeah. He's good in that movie.
He's very good in that movie.
Yeah.
But that does bring us to the end of our episode. Remember, go to our social media at BroadWasted on Twitter, at BroadWasted on Instagram. Vote, and then vote again. We're doing this early and vote often. We want to see you. We're watching these so you could listen. Like, what do you want to hear us talk about, Annie or Dreamgirls? So check it out there. You can also find us on Facebook as well as Patreon. Check out Kimberly's TikTok, Kimber Coops, my TikTok, Nutty Professor. And don't forget, Monday the 21st at 9:30 p.m., that's March 21st at 9:30 p.m. This link is in the description. Buy tickets to Kevin's show. Celebrate his birthday with us. It's going to be awesome at the Green Room 42.
Yeah, we're really, really excited. So we hope to see you guys there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Again, we are a podcast, so you can find us wherever you get podcasts, like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
And thank you.
Then we end every episode with a quote, and this one is, "We are the champions, my friends. We'll see what wins."
Oh, yay. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Well, yeah, as we end every episode, we raise a glass, and you think I was drinking, and we say, Cheers.
You're going to love me.
March Madness, vote.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.